Good morning. Cloud cover moved into interior New York and New England overnight last night, and that, along with the south-southeasterly breeze, keeping temperatures up this morning, higher than yesterday's values at this time, and mainly in the 50s and lower 60s to start the day, with some sunshine breaking through the clouds from time to time during the morning and this afternoon. We'll see temperatures climb into the lower 80s for afternoon highs on the heels of a southeasterly wind at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. This is all out ahead of a cold front which is heading in our direction from the Great Lakes. High pressure, which had dominated our weather for the last few days, is moving out over the Maritimes. This is leaving the door open for that cold front to march on through in the next 24 hours. As it does so, skies will cloud up, and there is the chance of a shower or thunderstorm along the Canadian border and out in the western Mohawk Valley by the end of the day. But most of us will see showers and thunderstorms wait until after dark tonight. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures back into the lower 60s. That front will still make progress through the region tomorrow, leaving us a bit unsettled with morning showers and a thunderstorm possible, then partly sunny skies in the afternoon. As the leftover energy passes through, we still run the risk of a shower tomorrow afternoon, but mainly dry with high temperatures in the middle and upper 70s. We'll start a better drying trend on Friday night, which will last through the day on Saturday as high pressure builds in. We'll have a mix of sun and cloud Saturday afternoon with low humidity, temperatures in the lower 80s. The next and more potent system will head our way for the end of the weekend. Right now, Sunday looks rather unsettled with cloudy skies and a good chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs staying in the 70s. A cool pool of air aloft will keep the weather a bit unsettled into the early part of next week with a chance of showers and even some thunderstorms for the period Monday through Wednesday. It'll be a cooler period as well, with highs staying in the lower to middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of the lower Great Lakes, upper Ohio Valley, and Appalachian region. Dry weather will allow for at least modest destabilization ahead of a cold front in the east. In the presence of relatively weak mid-level inhibition, considerable thunderstorm development appears possible by mid-afternoon, particularly where aided by orographic forcing along the higher terrain. Convective development is then expected to persist and increase in coverage through the remainder of the afternoon and early evening. Although deep-layer wind fields and shear will be mostly weak and instability not particularly strong, the environment may still be conducive to strong thunderstorms capable of producing damaging wind gusts. Meanwhile, flash flood watches remain in place for a large part of central and eastern Texas. Additional thunderstorms will only compound the existing flooding problems into tonight. And the National Hurricane Center continues to monitor post-tropical cyclone Bonnie. The center of Bonnie is located 14 miles south of Hatteras, North Carolina. The maximum winds are at 20 miles per hour, but rainfall continues to be a risk. Additional rainfall totals of 1 to 2 inches with isolated amounts of 4 inches are possible across eastern North Carolina through today. These rains will continue to enhance the threat for flash flooding, particularly in regions which are already saturated from previous heavy rainfall. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with cloudy skies and 44 degrees with a southeast wind at 11 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 54, 70% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.14 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Old Faithful Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and storms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 71, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0 for the month, which is 13 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 10.76 inches of precipitation for the year, which is now 4.15 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees. The average low, 53. The record high, 94, set in 1895, and the record low, 39, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m. 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms later today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm late today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog and lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers and a thunderstorm possible, then partly sunny. A late-day passing shower with highs in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday, mid-70s. And scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.